Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out our blog, which is there. Don't forget to check out the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members. There's my newsletter is there. I hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon for free by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. We have a poll question on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. We'd like to know what you think about different things. And when we put that together at the end of the week, when we get all the answers, we report back to you on how the poll went. But when you submit your answer instantaneously, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. So I hope you'll check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I am too, at Jim Blasingame. Debbie Meyer is with us. She's our good friend. She's one of the great inventors of our time. She's an entrepreneur. Many of you have seen her on the shopping programs that are out there, and I can't keep up with all the things she's got going on. She's our good friend Debbie. What have you been on any of the shopping shows lately?
Well, actually, Friday and Saturday I've got a full schedule on HSN, so I'm there for 2 full days, and then again on Tuesday. So HSN
Home Shopping Network.
Yep.
I think that the person who invented home shopping on television was a genius. You know that, don't you, Debbie?
Oh, absolutely.
because it gave women the opportunity, and I'm just having some fun here, ladies. Don't get mad at me. It gave ladies the opportunity to watch television, shop, buy something online, and then call on the phone, and then call in and talk about it.
I know, isn't life grand?
Debbie, tell me how much more genius could it be than that?
Certainly it changed the way of many, many people run their lives, and it made it possible for people who can't go out and can't get anywhere and don't have transportation to, you know, participate in, you know, America's love affair with consumerism.
But Debbie, one of the things, and this kind of capability, though, and they call me the king of Segway, Debbie. One of the things that happens to businesses is we have this kind of scenario, this kind of a syndrome in our businesses. We have the ability to do so much in our offices. We can buy online,
right.
We can visit online, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes that creates a condition that we get the caveman syndrome or the cavewoman syndrome.
Right. Right.
Where we stay inside of our four walls, and if everything's so handy that we can stay inside of our four walls, that's not a good thing when times are tough. We don't need to isolate ourselves, do we? Especially when times are tough.
No, I think isolation is probably the worst thing you can do. Mostly because you begin to think it only has to do with you. When the economy is rough, and it is for everybody. Everybody's experiencing the situation, especially hard hit are small businesses. And when you feel that it's only you, your mindset takes over your focus on your business. And I think it's the time to actually get out is when times are feeling like that. And first of all, listen, I think the telephone is much better than an email in any event, because I like to be able to hear someone's voice. You can hear their
After a few cycles on the email with somebody, I pick up the phone and call them. I can type fast. I can type all day long. But after a while, I get tired of expressing my thoughts that way, back and forth. I just want to pick up the phone and get it over with.
That's us. We need human contact. And I think you need to get out there with your peers. You need to get out there with people in other business. You need to get out there with people who are doing things that are somewhat similar to what you're doing. Their takes on the current economy, like go to the Chamber of Commerce meeting, go to trade shows, go to, you know, even some online events that are like Skype-oriented so you can actually see people, because they need to be a fit for your situation. A lot of people will listen to the random comments that are more like popular culture viewpoints. And they don't really address what you can or should be doing in the current situation. People who are in business have a different take than people who are not in business, perhaps, you know, the consumer side or whatever. So I think it's also very busy, very interesting and very important that you get out there. The other thing about visibility and not isolating yourself, it's important that people understand you haven't gone away. This is not the time you want your clients or your customers to think you've gone out of business. So you need to keep up contact. You need to be out there. I mean, maybe your clients and customers have something to say that you can put to use today.
I had a friend of mine was in the insurance business. He was a mentor, and his mentor told him to go to the post office every day. He said, always get your mail at the post office. Don't have it. Get a P.O. box. Always have it at the post office. And you go to the post office every day because it'll get you out of the office. People will see you coming and going from the post office. It'll you'll look like you're doing business. It'll look like you're busy. He said, and the guy did that for the rest of his career for 50 years.
Well, you know, that's an excellent idea. And one of the things that I tell women in particular, because I've heard this so many times and I really dislike it. When people say, listen, when you work at home, you can stay in your pajamas. No, you can't.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful.
You cannot. You get up. No. You get dressed. I don't care where your work is. Your work can be at your kitchen counter. You get up like
well
you're going
said.
To work. And that's how you get in the mindset that I'm in business. I'm not fooling around here. This isn't
yeah.
you know, a game.
I like the way you say it. And you're ready to go at any time. And
that's
you know,
I did
two different times. I worked from home in my career, and I never went to my office at home without being ready to go to work as if I were in an office downtown. Never.
I get a phone call to come to a meeting, and I am out the door in 5 minutes.
Don't isolate yourself, folks. Get out of your four walls. Get outside of your own head. Find
out what's going
on
out there.
Debbie Meyer is our guest. DebbieMeyer.com. She and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
And that's what you said.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.